This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. And it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the border again. It's still a hot topic. You know what has happened in previous years, Chris, is the border has been a hot topic during the election.
Right.
And then after the election's over, all discussion of the border disappears.
Yeah. Washington starts talking about what the true cost of, quote-unquote, sealing the border is. And that seems to be where I think a lot of the Republicans lose steam. I don't think most of the Democrats ever really had a...
Yeah, and it just seems to be like a campaign issue. It just seems to be a political football that gets thrown around during campaign time, and then nothing ever really happens. You know, maybe a little bit of enforcement here and there, but you know, there's not really much that changes. Nothing fundamental changes, despite all of the talk and the promises from the politicians. But Trump is actually doing stuff. And you were just commenting right before we came back here about how it's like it's a lot to keep up with. Trump's so busy.
It is. It's every day. Even the same stories are evolving every single day. And I think it's a good point about, you know, election years. If nothing else Trump has shown us is that he is willing to, if he said he was going to do it, he's going to take some sort of action on it.
He seems to be doing that. And, regardless if he gets overturned, he's doing something about
it. I'll have to see if I can dig up the website, but it is one of those that's tracking his campaign promises.
Might have been
his first 100 things. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah,
and they sort of give you like green light, yellow light, red light, depending on whether he's taken any action or some action or like that. But yeah, it was interesting.
Let me know if you figured that out. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number here if you want to join us. 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Number is 855-450-3733 or Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Let's talk to James. He's in Indiana. James, how are you listening to the show tonight? You gotta listen on your phone, not on the radio. That's going to really confuse you. We're going to give James just a couple moments here to get that all figured out here. Meanwhile, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Captain Ned. He is out on the high seas. Go ahead, Captain Ned.
Ian and Chris, how you doing, guys?
Welcome, sir.
Good.
Hey, long time, Ian. Hey, Vince had some compelling arguments, and I'm going to go to Mexico and their fence on the southern border with Guatemala. You never hear
that
about
is
that,
a myth. That is a myth, actually. Daryl mentioned...
No, you don't come into Mexico from either direction unless you want to go into Mexican prison. Okay, but
Daryl mentioned that once on the air within the last couple of weeks, and then he checked himself on it, and turns out that's a Patriot myth.
Well, if you go down, dance over that border and just tell them you're there to stay and see what happens. Okay, but anyway...
So what are you saying there, exactly, that the United States is supposed to be more like Mexico? Is that what you're saying?
No. They don't allow them in. Anyway, they got a big bias against their southern neighbors, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua.
So what's your point? Just because Mexico's a tyrannical country, too, and is that supposed to make some sort of point?
Well, everybody needs to stay in their own lane, pretty much. But let me hit this Mideast thing real quick. The problem with the Mideast is nobody's got a grasp of history, very few people. If you say the Crusades to most people, they look at you like a cow looking at a computer, okay? They don't have any grasp of this Islamic death cult that was fought for 1,400 years. We're in the Second Crusades, guys. It's been going about 70 years now. But Trump is going to end it, and I'll tell you when it's going to end.
Oh, how's that?
Obama had all our carriers, I believe, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, around the election, every carrier was home at port. Now, those, I can guarantee you, pretty much, those carrier task forces are steaming, and you know which direction they're steaming right now, okay, once they're loaded up. Now, what's going to happen is the first good moon, okay, whenever Trump's ready, he's going to be tweeting about 3 in the morning. He's going to tell his generals, tonight's the night. They're going to light that, and everybody's going to agree, okay, this Al-Qaeda or whatever you want to call ISIS, it's a cancer, it's a death cult on people worldwide. Okay, that's going to go away, okay? So when the moon is
and
right,
be replaced by something worse?
No, when the moon is right, it's going to be gone. All our equipment.
When the moon
got,
is right, now it's astrology.
That's getting involved here. When the moon is right, it's going to be gone. It's going to be a lot of B-52 action. They won't even hear what hits them. Okay, but they're not going to be mechanized anymore. They'll be on foot, and then it's over. So I'll leave you guys with that.
Well, mechanized.
Just, yeah, I got it. I got to ask though. Will it be over? I think the Russians would disagree with you on Afghanistan.
You notice they're pretty quiet right now. They're digging right now. Okay, they're digging.
Who?
In. Okay.
ISIS?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
When you say they're pretty quiet, what do you mean? I mean, they're still releasing propaganda videos. I just saw within the last couple of weeks, I saw some horrific
videos. It's going to be a short-lived phenomenon, guys. Trust me.
No, I cannot trust you on that because the evidence shows completely differently. Thank you for the call.
Well,
the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Oh, what? Just because Trump can tweet is going to mean that he can go and get ISIS when the moon is right? I mean, what kind of nonsense is this?
What he can do is he can throw the might of the U.S. military behind it, and he can direct ungodly amounts of military force onto these things, but it's much more complex than that.
Of course it is.
Beyond the fact that when you bomb, you're bombing more or less indiscriminately. You're going to try to be surgical, but you're going to kill civilians in that.
Yeah, bomb a hospital, wedding party, they've done all that stuff.
Sure, which tends to create more terrorists, unfortunately.
Sure it does.
But the other aspect of it is the people in the Middle East know how to dig in. War is not a new thing to them.
Right.
And you look at how long we've been in Afghanistan.
Good luck bombing that cave.
Yeah. And look at how long the Russians spent in Afghanistan getting absolutely nowhere. So
and spending how much, you know?
Yeah, trillions of dollars. This is what happened. And it'll be interesting to see where Trump goes with this. I'm believing, you know, as we talk about how Trump actually does what he said he was going to do, that he will
he's
do this.
He's trying to.
Yeah,
he's doing something.
What he outlines does not surprise me whatsoever. It would not surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just pure political fantasy, a militaristic fantasy, to believe that you can just throw enough firepower or enough trillions or billions of dollars at this enemy, and that it's just going to be vaporized and, you know, completely vanquished. And it's absolutely, it's to ignore everything that has already occurred over there.
And as we talked about, you know, with Will Coley the other night, which I really...
From Muslims for Liberty.
Yeah, which I really enjoyed that conversation. For many of these people, it's not just, I'm trying to hold my ground, I'm trying to hold my land. It is their religion. Misguided as it may be, you know, and as hateful as it may be, when you throw a religious aspect into it or the promise of untold riches or glory or virgins or whatever it happens to be, it becomes something very, very different. And that's what's always troubled me about fighting in the Middle East. It's a religious war, whether we want to talk about it or not.
Yep, no doubt. Let's continue. We've got Nick. He's in Bloomington, Indiana. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
All right, so I was hearing you guys earlier talking about debating a little bit over the border with the United States and Mexico. And now I've heard a lot of European countries, a lot of Canada, you know, a lot of those type of countries, they've been talking a lot about how we shouldn't be able to do this and all that other kind of stuff. A lot of people around the world are protesting against it. That's not arguable. I mean, you can watch that on the news. You know, there's people in England and France and all that. But I was kind of curious. So a lot of these people around the world, they are, a lot of their countries have borders. Like, for example, Spain has a southern border that is protecting them from the Middle East with all the refugees trying to get through. I watched a video recently where refugees actually pushed down the border and there were border security guards hitting people and forcing them back. And this is happening in the exact same countries where they're complaining about the United States. Now, I'm not saying we have as big as an issue as Syrian refugees, you know, but there's no doubt there's definitely an issue. I feel bad for the regular people who are coming over here just for jobs, but there are cartel members who are coming across and they're creating little winks of gangs in every state, even up here where I live in Indiana. They just busted a lot of drugs in Indianapolis.
Well, here's your solution. You want a solution to cartels, you legalize drugs. That solves that problem pretty much overnight. If you want to stand by, Nick, we can continue the conversation. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Unfortunately, that proposal will likely not be put on the table anytime soon.
I don't remember seeing that in the first 100 days.
Nope, afraid not. It's a damn shame, too, because it really would solve a lot of problems. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. live. And, of course, you can join us here. Live Saturday edition continues. We have plenty of time for you if you want to dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Actually, the phone lines are loaded up right now, so you're probably going to get a busy signal. But you can call us on Skype. That we have available to you, and you'll sound better if you're on Skype. So why not? Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
Also, the MyPillow deal, still available to Free Talk Live listeners like you. You might have heard of the MyPillow, although I got to admit, I don't watch TV. Apparently, they've got a very big television campaign.
Oh, yeah.
But I was not aware of it before I actually received one as part of this advertising campaign. And it's fantastic. I've been using it ever since because it is the best pillow that I've used. And if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used after you order one at MyPillow.com with code FTL, you can send it back. You've got a 60-day window of time where you figure out whether you think it's a good pillow or not. I think it's great. And if you don't like it, you get your purchase price back if you send it back to them. MyPillow.com, use code FTL. You get one MyPillow at half price, two for the price of one. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's also designed to be washable and dryable. It's an amazing product, and they're standing behind it for a 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go back to Nick in Bloomington. Nick, you just had a brief moment to get your thoughts out. I wanted to make sure that we had a full opportunity to do that. So go ahead. What do you want to share?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So we left off with you saying that the legalization of all drugs would help ruin the cartel. And actually, we're on the same page with that one. I agree. I think that could definitely be something that could solve the problem. Now, the question is, is that going to happen in the near future?
No.
I'm going to assume probably not. And also, on top of that, I think that we should legalize all drugs, or maybe on a different form, decriminalize all drugs. But not all drugs should be, legalized for sale. Like marijuana, that's a whole other story. I think that's okay. But like heroin, should we be allowing people to sell that on a street corner? Probably not.
Hold that thought. I think Chris wants to jump in here on that.
Yeah, my issue with that, and believe me, I get where you're coming from. I spent way, way, way too many years as a hardcore conservative Republican not to get where you're coming from. But my real issue is I've kind of come to the conclusion that when we outlaw anything, we simply create black markets. And we create black markets. Black markets are efficient. They fulfill needs because there's desire in the marketplace for them. And because they have no other recourse, then they have to turn to violence to solve disputes. They can't go to the court system. That's where I guess I'm at, kind of in the evolution of my thinking. And what do you think about that?
I agree with that. The black market is something that is literally born off the fact that something is illegalized. And that's why drugs is not 100% of the black market. There are cartels selling illegal guns, and that's the reason why I am for making sure most guns and almost all guns are legal to the public.
I agree with that, too. Why,
yep.
Yeah.
Anything that's prohibited should be legal unless it's something that actually hurts another person. If it's violence, then that shouldn't be legal. But if it's drugs, that should be legal. Guns, prostitution, gambling. You legalize all of those things that involve consenting individuals, consenting adults. You legalize all those things. And decrim's fine, and I would accept decriminalization. But to have legalization or the end of penalization, I think that might be a better way to put it, because I don't like the idea of the government regulating things either. I think that also creates issues, although it still is better than it being illegal. But you mentioned heroin on the street corner. If heroin were legal to sell, there would not be people selling it on the street corner, in the same way that you don't have some guy with a six-pack of beer on the inside of his coat, standing on the street corner selling beer to people, because you can just walk into 7-Eleven or, the liquor store or whatever, and you can walk out with as much beer as you want, ice cold. It's no problem. Same thing with heroin or whatever other drug, methamphetamine. If it was available legally, you'd be able to walk into Walgreens or Rite Aid or, whatever, and you'd be able to buy quality-controlled manufactured in, you know, controlled conditions product, just like aspirin should be sold over the counter. This should be sold over the counter. And the same thing's true of prescription medications, because you get a lot of, you know, people who will buy and sell oxycodones and hydrocodones and things like that on the black market, because, again, it's a restricted product. It's not completely prohibited, but it's mostly prohibited as far as you need the permission slip from the doctor to get it. So you take all that stuff out of this prohibited status or semi-prohibited status, and you allow the marketplace, the free market, to actually do business with that, and you'll eliminate streetwalker hookers, you'll eliminate heroin dealers, you know, in back alleys, and everything will be much more on the up and up.
And all the violence that goes along with it.
Yeah,
that's a big thing for me.
Nick, any other comments? Go ahead right now.
You know, I'm glad you said that. I guess I really never thought of it exactly like that. I guess I kind of thought of it as, like, you know, it's the pot shops, right? Like, you know, you see those in Colorado. I just kind of assumed it would have been like that. But, you know, I guess if you think of it that way, yeah, I mean, that seems reasonable to me, as long as it just can't be, you know, accessible, you know, is easily accessible. I feel like it should still be somewhat difficult to get through, but not too difficult. You know, there's regulation there that would have to be done. I'm not for government regulation most of the time, but I guess when it comes to really dangerous drugs, like, again, you were talking about methamphetamine and heroin, those things kill people. There's no questions about it. People get highly addicted to it. Just like, you know, just like medication that you get from prescribed. I mean, there's opiates that you can get addicted to as well. So, I mean, we're kind of guilty as charged.
And I think companies would exercise some responsibility there. They would have a social responsibility. They would feel a social responsibility. For example, not to sell to kids. If a 5-year-old walks into the Walgreens and says, "Yes, I would like my smack," your pharmacist is probably going to go, "Get the hell out of here."
These days they would, but remember, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, 100 years ago, it wasn't uncommon for mom to send her 10-year-old kid down to the drugstore and get a bottle full of, you know, heroin or whatever. I mean, it wasn't an uncommon thing.
It was a pack of cigarettes when I was growing up.
Cigarettes or whatever. Yeah, same thing.
Absolutely.
You know, people would look askance at it now, but, you know.
It was kind of the norm, but we also know more about the harmful effects of some things. And not all drugs are good. Some drugs have harmful effects, and I absolutely understand that. I just question whether the heavy hand of government is the right one to control the marketplace.
I agree with you. I think the market needs to do it. And, you know, to expect the government's going to be able to keep drugs out of people's hands who are going to abuse them, I mean, obviously, they can't even keep drugs out of their own prison. So, I mean, you can put down restrictions on the sales of these things, and it just forces the market to figure out ways around it. So whether it's restricting people from buying Sudafed to, you know, 3 boxes per month or whatever, or it's, you know, requiring identification for getting pills. You know, if you lock it down too much, then what you end up getting are pill trucks being robbed. You know, this happens where a truck full of medications would be waylaid by a criminal gang, and they'll take all the pills and then go sell them on the black market, because the addicts are going to get their pills. They're going to do what they need to, which includes breaking into your car, stealing your car stereo, or, you know, your wife's purse, or whoever, you know, whatever was left in there, emptying it out, or worse, sticking you up with a gun or a knife to your back and emptying your wallet, and then taking that and getting the pills.
Right.
So I'd much rather they be able to just go in and buy what they need, and then at the very least, if the things were legal, they wouldn't be as afraid of going and getting help, because a lot of times an addict won't go and get help because they're deathly afraid of being reported to the police if they do. Now, whether that's paranoia on their part or not, it's a legitimate concern in a lot of places in the country. Thanks, Nick, for your call. Good discussion. 855-450-FREE. Join us here.
ProPure Water Filters. Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie.info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial on in here, toll free. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in over at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in our studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Also, want to let you know how to save 50%. Yeah, that's 50% on web hosting. Maybe you've been thinking about starting up a website or a blog of your own. Or perhaps you already have a website and you want to move it to a different host. But sometimes you find out your old host really wasn't as great as you thought they were. HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got over 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. It's 50% off the regular prices because you're a Free Talk Live listener. All you have to do to get that deal is go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, as we continue with your calls and your thoughts. We go to Todd, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hey, Todd.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not too much. I was just worried because I thought I heard something about legalizing heroin and methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing to worry about. That'll actually help keep people safe.
Yeah, see, I'm fine with the legalizing the prostitution. You know, I think that can be regulated and controlled, and I think that would help.
Mm-hmm.
But I am worried about when it comes to those harder drugs where, you know, people can get injured on those.
You know, the reason why people get injured is usually because they've overdosed, and the reason why overdoses tend to happen is because it's near to impossible on the black market to measure appropriately the dose that you want to take. And what I mean by that is the heroin buyer who's out there buying heroin regularly, they may be buying from the same dealer, but that same dealer is probably not buying from the same dealers all the time. So there's a chance that at some point the user is going to get a batch of heroin that is much stronger than they had gotten previously, and they might presume that it's going to be the same strength as the previous batch, so they'll take the usual amount that they take, and poof, you've got yourself an overdose case.
Or it's been cut with something like fentanyl or things that can really do it. I think my biggest issue with the street heroin and that problem, it really is a question of quality control. There is no financial, a little financial incentive for the entire chain, you know, the supply chain for heroin, for example, to deliver a constantly pure, constantly consistent product.
It's highly unlikely that that will happen because of the nature of the black market. Whereas in a, you know, actual free market, in a place wherein anybody who wants to can enter the business of selling heroin on the up and up openly, they have to be consistent with their product. They have to offer a clean, quality product that is available in a measurable quantity, that is, you know, predictable, that you see on the outside of the bottle or whatever exactly how much is in there and how much you need to take. That's how you prevent deaths from heroin, is you legalize it.
I got you. I guess that makes sense, a little more sense to me. Do you think people might rob pharmacies, or maybe, you know, you said earlier that it wouldn't be good to sell to little children, but do you think their parents might buy that and then give that to them if that's accessible?
I'm trying to imagine what those parents are. I think if the parents are likely to do that, they're more likely to take the heroin themselves.
Yeah, if there are drug addicts that have kids, it's usually the kids that end up being neglected by those parents as they go off on drug binges, and they're usually not plying their own children with their product, and legalizing it is not going to really make any difference as far as bad parenting is concerned.
But we've seen that too. I mean, that was some of the fear-mongering during the prohibition of alcohol. It's like, well, you know, our teenagers are gonna, you know, they're all gonna, you know, be able to, you know, when there weren't actually age restrictions on alcohol, you know, got to keep this out of the hands of the children. But what happened? You banned it, and the same thing happens today. You tell an 18-year-old kid who's old enough to do pretty much everything else in the world legally except drink a beer. What's he do on the weekend?
Drinks heavily.
Right.
Drinks beyond the point of recognition, because in a lot of countries where there are lower drinking ages than the United States, you actually see more responsible behavior out of young people. What's that about?
And I think that's the big message. I think is we have two tools. We have the carrot and the stick. And I think when we give people more freedom, they tend to make wiser decisions, and not everybody's going to make wise decisions.
In the aggregate,
always going to be idiots. But I think that's the right way to err, if you're going to err on the side one way or the other.
Err on the side of freedom.
Freedom, sure.
Yeah. Todd, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
No, I think that was pretty much it. I think you guys are actually kind of putting out a different point of view, and I'm really glad to hear it, and I thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Todd. That's what we're here to do. I appreciate hearing from you. So we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss, and also, you know, give you something to think about, give you a perspective that you're generally not going to hear anywhere else in national talk radio. And by the way, I'd like to, since we're on the drug decriminalization topic, you don't just have to take our word for it. There's also some great groups out there who've been doing a lot of research on these topics for many years, and one of them is Law Enforcement Action Partnership. They used to be known as Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. They've changed their branding.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we actually talked about this earlier this week. They've changed their branding because they're expanding their focus and focusing on more than just prohibition now, and a lot of their positions I agree with. So this is a group of former, mostly former, there's a few current, but former law enforcement officers who have come out against the war on drugs. And these guys have the numbers, they've got the statistics to back it up, and they're cops,
yeah,
right?
Like, they've got the experience,
yeah,
too.
They've been in the streets. A lot of these guys are former drug cops. You know, they're people who absolutely have enforced the war on drugs at some right. point in their career and came to the realization that what they were doing was not only counterproductive, but actually hurting the people that they were supposed mm-hmm. to help. Let's continue, though. But, oh, so their website is leap.cc, leap.cc. Great source, great resource. And they've got speakers, by the way, all across the country. So, you know, if you're involved in, like, a group like the Shriners or whoever, you know, right. one of those community groups, Lions Club, church group, whatever, and you want to have one of these former cops come and actually speak to your group about this and field questions, like sort of like we're fielding questions
sure.
here tonight, you know, having a cop do it is all the more persuasive, you know,
no kidding.
For people. So let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. We've got Madeline. She's in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Go ahead, Madeline.
Hi.
Hey there.
So what I think would happen if you legalize drugs is the same thing that happened in Colorado. I'm from Colorado. I just moved to Albuquerque about a year ago.
Okay.
And everybody I knew, my parents, my boyfriend's parents, a lot of friends who had never tried weed before, just tried it, and now they smoke it on a regular basis. So if you were to legalize all drugs, you'd have a lot of regular, nice people just trying it and then getting themselves addicted, and then you have loads of people addicted to these hardcore, very terrible drugs.
Yeah, I got to differ just based on my own experience. I'm a child of the 70s and 80s, mm-hmm. so I think I'm the oldest host on Free Talk Live. But I grew up around all kinds of drugs. I lived in a very small town, but hey, we still had heroin.
Sure.
You know, we had heroin addicts and things like that. I've never felt compelled to try a whole lot of drugs that I knew to be dangerous then and I know to be dangerous now.
You could have gotten them then.
Yeah, I could have. Even when I was young and dumb, I didn't think that I would want to try certain things. The flip side of that was there were a whole hell of a lot of drugs that I did try and enjoyed many of them. But I think that's sort of a, you know, it's sort of a straw man. It's like if you make it legal, then everybody will try it and everyone will become an addict.
I don't believe it.
It just doesn't happen.
I don't know anybody who's hankering to try heroin. I mean, you know, just waiting until it becomes legal before they'll try heroin. I don't know those people. And to put heroin in the same category as marijuana is kind of silly. Further, if you actually look at statistics and you look at teenagers, for instance, because that's what everybody's concerned about, right? The children. You look at young people and whether or not they are more likely to use marijuana in states in which they've been legalized. Turns out they go down. Like,
right.
the usage within teens goes down, and it's not just Colorado. It also happened in the Netherlands as well. Madeline, thanks for your call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And besides, the fear that of what might happen is not justification to continue this insane war on drugs where we know people are getting hurt from it.
Back to the program in a minute, but first, I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly-flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
888-261-5570.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Saturday show with you in the studio. It's Ian.
And Chris.
Also, let's see here. You can dial on in on Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've been talking about everything from the border to the war on drugs. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Let's go to Matthew. Listening in Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you listening tonight, by the way?
I am listening. I was listening on YouTube.
Excellent.
Before I called in.
Cool. So you can catch us on YouTube, by the way, at cam.freetalklive.com. For all those who are unaware, that's cam.freetalklive.com. What's on your mind tonight, Matthew? Go ahead.
Well, I was listening to a show y'all did on the 31st with Heather and her Melanie.
The ladies.
Oh, yeah, things were getting heated up in this studio. Those two girls had never met each other before, and they don't agree on everything, so it got very interesting. What about that show?
I don't agree with y'all on everything either, but y'all put on a very professional, quality radio broadcast.
Thanks. Thank you. We got you fooled. Go ahead.
Y'all were talking about what happens when, briefly, people are let out on parole or probation.
Yeah.
And I have an issue. I have a relative of mine who in 1996 committed a sex offense. It was a fairly serious sex offense. And he regrets it bitterly to this day.
Mm-hmm.
He was let out after 2 years. When he came out of prison, he came like a homesick homing pigeon to my place, which I just established after a particularly unpleasant divorce from my crazy ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to move in with me. I didn't see any problem with that. so I let him move in with me. But then came an issue with, in Louisiana, I don't know how it is in New Hampshire, but I'm sure similar, people who have committed sex with them have to mail out the, oh, come kill me now card.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And this was a really nasty event with suddenly a whole bunch of people deciding that maybe preserve their female children's virtue, that killing us was a worthwhile endeavor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
And the landlord received numerous complaints and was fixing to kick us out, but he can only be through the divine intervention of God that the property management people said that if we behaved ourselves, kept a low profile, she would keep us in there.
Okay.
And so we were able to stay. And I have moved on from that point in my life, and he kept the old apartment and yada, yada, yada. But they changed the law. Have y'all heard of Fagan's Law?
I've heard of it, but I couldn't tell you what it does offhand.
Well, basically, it implies a whole bunch of new restrictions to people who the state decided to let out for the sex system.
Okay.
Okay.
And my relative was unaware of the new restrictions.
Oh, boy.
And so
what happened?
He getting scooped up and sent back to prison. And now he's out there as, you know, some person somewhere. I can't even find him.
Jeez.
And when they let him out before anybody's ready for him to be let out, what's going to happen? He's going to come running back to his kid brother and
starts the whole thing again.
We have to turn him away, because if it turns out that his probation is my probation. In other
yeah.
words, I'll have to.
Yeah, and that's true. That's true. So, you know, just to, I guess to shorten the story a little bit here, when you say his probation is your probation, that means that if you take on somebody because you care about them, they're your, you know, your loved one,
right.
You bring them into your home, well, guess what? When the cops show up, the probation office shows up and they want to toss the house looking for his drug stash or a beer that they'll find, some lone beer they'll find in the back of the fridge or whatever, bang! Violation of probation right there. Even if it was your beer, even if it was your marijuana cigarette or whatever, it's still, you know, a violation of his probation. And it puts you at risk to some extent as well. But it definitely, you know,
I'm also a Second Amendment advocate.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what?
Yeah, you just can't have them in your house.
You can't. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it's insane because, you know, these people's rights are stripped from them. Even though they've spent their time in jail, they still are under the thumb of the government, and that affects everybody that they're connected to. And as you've already pointed out, it's super easy to violate that probation, and the system is designed for it.
Sure.
And that was actually the night we were talking about Law Enforcement Action Partnership, because they're in favor of serious reforms to the probation system. They say right there on their website, we all know, speaking as cops, that the system is designed for violations. Thanks
sure.
for your call and your story tonight, Matthew. It's a terrible system, and I'm sorry that anybody is subjected to it. That's why a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, Rich Paul, when he was out on probation, he violated it, of course.
Right.
And when he went back in for the court hearing, he told the judge, look, I'm going to keep smoking pot.
Yeah.
So you can either just go ahead and keep me in jail. Like, how long do I need to stay in jail
to be off the hook?
To get out of this probation thing.
Right.
I'll spend whatever time I need to in jail so that when I get out, I don't have to have you guys checking my house out every, you know, week or however often it is that they feel like coming in there. And that's what he did. He went back, spent 3 more months in jail, you know, took it easy for 3 months, and then got out without 2 years left or anything like that. He had no more time left in probation because he was willing to do that. That, to me, is the sensible thing to do.
Yeah.
It's insane to say that it's sensible to stay in jail, but at least in there, you're not going to have a beer in your cell when they come toss it.
Right. It's the state of our world that going to jail for 3 months ends up being the rational decision.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just insanity.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Dave. He's in Humboldt County listening to KGOE in California. Hey, Dave.
It's KGOE, yeah. Guys, right. I think I find myself agreeing with an awful lot of what you have to say.
You're in trouble
not
now.
Anything. Well, you know, I think there's some uses for government. There's some areas they should stay back out of our affairs completely. But I want that we should have the right to set aside funds through government for health care when we need it. That should be there. I think the same with universities, with highways. I believe that if we want them, we should be able to pay for them and have them there, and they're useful. What I don't want, and what I see too much of, is this government owned and operated by the Koch brothers and the Waltons, and if they got enough billions, they can own our Congress members, our White House, and then they no longer act at all in the benefit of who us, the people. We're not going to profit from that.
Well, why should the corporations known as the schools have beneficial access to governmental money when the Waltons shouldn't? I mean, shouldn't everybody be free to sort of live and die in their business on their own merits? I mean, if a school is a really good school, then they'll attract students. And if people need scholarships, then people will voluntarily step forward to provide those scholarships, including some of those evil corporations.
True.
Well, I look right out my window here at the Humboldt State University. It's a big, beautiful, good university. Mm-hmm. And it has been in its day a university that everybody that is eligible could go to at a very low cost. And today now, it's very rare that anybody can afford to attend it. This is a state university.
Sure.
If this were a privately owned Stanford, Harvard type, it just becomes impossible.
So I guess my question is what makes it affordable? It's affordable because they get a lot of money from the state, I assume, and in other words, that university doesn't have to compete in the marketplace. All it has to do is say, you can come here for this amount of money, and the cost, the true cost of education in books, in hiring teachers, in hiring staff and janitors and everything like that, that's borne by everyone, whether they're going there or not. Would you agree with that?
I think so. I think that it benefits us to have good universities in our community.
Well, you can say that, but ultimately, what if I disagree? I mean, am I free to disagree and not fund those universities? If you want to continue the discussion, I get the feeling you might want to, Chris. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. We'll stick with Dave.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.